Thank you for visiting New Song Community Church on the web at newsongpdx.com. We pray that you will be blessed by listening to the message today. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located on the corner of Russell Street at 2511 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland, Oregon.
Today we're going to talk about the whole idea of the miracle of Pentecost. Pentecost was a miracle. And we'll explain that to you in just a moment. So I'll read a few verses, the first verse, and we'll go on through verse 16. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." "Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Everybody say all. I want you to remember that because that's very important. Okay. "And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?
And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born?
Parthians and Medes and Elamites and those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Others mocking, saying, They are all full of new wine. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day." Verse 16 together. "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel." Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, today, in just a few moments that's allotted to me, I just want to introduce to some, but present to others, not only the power, but the influence of the Holy Spirit, but the birth of the church in such a way that it cannot be denied. It was a miracle. Lord, everything you do is miraculous, but this was the miracle of all miracles, other than the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, when you allowed your church to be birthed with power and with anointing. And I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit today, we will get an idea or open our hearts and our lives to the very fact that the Holy Spirit is resonant today, and he's present in our lives as we submit to you. Oh God, just speak to us today, and we'll give you all the glory and all the honor and praise. For we ask all these things in the powerful name of Jesus, and all God's people said, you may be seated. I wish I was there. I do. For some of you say, how this came about. But really, it's a miracle of Pentecost of how can God, and I'll show you just in some practical ways of why this is such a phenomenon, but how could God, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes upon people and it changes them forever. The Holy Manifestation supersedes the laws of nature by defying our definition and experience of how things work. When a sudden transformation of our personality enables us to think and act beyond the limitations we once adhered to, we have been ushered into the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. God can do things that will defy your ability to understand, but it's always for good. I have just three questions, as I normally do in a message, but I hope these will just grab you in an unusual way. First of all, how does the reality of the Holy Spirit awaiting to empower you affect your walk with Jesus? I say, well, does it? I believe it does. and I believe it will. And I believe there are also people in this room today that when you leave here, you'll leave here a totally different person, but with not only the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but also the reality of who He is. Number two, are you willing to put aside the word impossible in order for the Holy Spirit to fully endue you with His power? Because there's some things about you, you say, that's just who I am. That'll never change. Can you imagine being in a room that all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you find yourself speaking in another language? Some of us haven't mastered English yet. And all of a sudden you're speaking a different language. And we'll get more into that in just a moment because it's more of a phenomenon than what you probably even think. Number three, are you ready to experience the joy of transformation of your body, soul, and spirit by the promise of the Spirit? Are you ready? Three of you are, okay? How about the rest of you? Are you ready? Because ready or not, here He comes. It was amazing because they didn't know what to expect, but you know, it defied all of the odds and of what a person might anticipate. Well, let's talk about this. The fullness of the Spirit is awaiting your embrace. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. This is what Jesus said. And I will pray to the Father, that He will give you another helper. Anybody over here need help? How about you folks over there? Another helper. Jesus was here and He manifested all types of things. He'll give you another helper. And He says, and the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. We are filled right now with lies and all kinds of stuff, false, fake news, whatever you want to call it. But He says, He'll give you all truth and the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I won't ask this question until later on, so just kind of remember I've got one that I owe you. But the Holy Spirit has come to abide with us forever. I don't even want to talk about the divorce rate. Until death us do part. I remember one time, and actually I was at a wedding, and these were how the vows were said. Normally in the vows it says, as long as we both shall live. The pastor said, as long as we both shall love. That marriage lasted 6 months. I guess they no longer loved anymore. One songwriter put, what's love got to do with it? Secondhand emotion? Oh, you know what you folks used to say. But I'm talking about something that will abide forever, that never changes. Well, most believers desire to know how to live in an abundant life, and that means that believers long to have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, but are often at a loss as to how that can happen. How can you abide in the Spirit of Jesus all the time? Because there's another aspect we're going to be talking about, teaching in the next few weeks, about the idea of how can you live out what it says in 1 Peter. It says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He says, holy? I can hardly keep my life together. Holy? Me? So how could God allow something to be said like that if it was not possible? That's what we're going to talk about, what the Holy Spirit can do. Well, learning to live under the daily influence of the power in the flow of the Spirit seems to be mysterious to many. Consider this. All believers should endeavor to experience courageous discipleship. That's a word I was reading an article, and I said, what does courageous discipleship look like? Well, it defies all the logic of the things you thought you'd never be able to do. Some of you, if you can go a whole day without losing your temper, that's amazing. It's a miracle. If you can drive down the street without, you know, yeah, well, I'm going to leave that alone. And keep your salvation intact. God bless you. Well, we should be willing to do whatever it takes to experience the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which means this, the fact that they remained in the upper room until He came was a testimony of their obedience and dedication to the Lord. You know something? We quit too soon. Is that not true? If it doesn't work, Google it. We were looking for some instant way to fix ourselves, but before the Holy Spirit actually Advent came, Jesus left them. He went ascended into heaven. He says, go to Jerusalem and stay there until the Holy Spirit descends on your life. You know something? We haven't learned how to wait. These people over here have. You folks got a problem. No, waiting on the Lord, I want to take you to a little different plane. Ever been a waiter? How many of you have ever been in food service before? That can be the most tedious job of your life. Some people are not nice. Some people, you will break your neck for them and they won't leave you 50 cents. But you know, the next time you still got to learn how to wait. Because all of a sudden you realize, you come to this particular place and somebody, oh my goodness, they gave me, I just don't even deserve it. The Holy Spirit is going to be an experience that you realize that once he's in your life, you say, I don't deserve this because he's worth waiting for. See, some of you have given up. Somebody said, well, I guess it's not going to happen. I'll just have to go my own way. How's that working for you, by the way? Well, the fact that they remained in the upper room until he came, this was testimony of their obedience and dedication to the Lord. Don't quit too soon. People are in need of the intimacy, inspiration, and the impelling power of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you why. First reason would be this. When the Holy Spirit came, he manifested tongues of fire. Now let's get into the logistics of what happened. For those of you folks that have a problem with people talking in tongues, get over it. In Jesus' name. Because here's why people have made that so strange and odd. It's because people will be speaking a different language. And you know, I've been to several different foreign countries. I remember one time I was preaching in an African village, and they had four interpreters. By the time I got around to, they got the fourth interpretation out there, I said, where am I? What did I say? I don't even know where I am. But I had to do it that way because they spoke four different languages. And I'm thinking, boy, if the Holy Spirit would come upon me right now, I'd be okay. Because I could speak in all their languages and I'd know what I was going to say next. But the deal is this. Don't let that whole concept of another language or speaking in tongues keep you from experiencing what God has for you. There's a lot of things you have not experienced that you don't know about, but thank God it's working for you right now. So let's just remove that particular, shall I say, thing that's keeping you from doing that. Well, we should be willing to do whatever it takes to experience the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, that wasn't a very good amen. Let me take you back just about 25 minutes ago in this service. No, because Sister Marla was up here doing things. Some people in the choir, they were just kind of like, oh, Jesus, this type of thing. And didn't nobody run out the door. Come on. But they were, each one of them was experiencing the Holy Spirit in a different way, but it wasn't enough for everybody to have to look for the exit. It's not always going to be the way you like it. It's not going to be always the way you feel it, but the Holy Spirit has the ability to allow us to respond in the way that he's going to work in your life. So for those of you who say, the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him, let us worship God in the beauty of holiness. Now I realize, now looking from a Pentecostal side, point of view, now we were labeled the crazies when I was a kid. Because some of them folks, they didn't have the protocol that y'all have. We had the undignified praise. Oh, Jesus. Matter of fact, when a friend of mine would come to church, I said, oh, Jesus, don't let Sister Jones act up today. Let her just kind of be cool. Don't run the aisle, Sister Jones. Please don't. Hand go up, her hat fly off her head. Jesus. But you know what? If it's real, it's okay. But we got to get over ourselves before the Holy Spirit can really do what he wants to do. I'll receive the Holy Spirit as long as I don't have to cry. Really. As long as I don't have to get too vocally inspired. Because that's just not who I am. We're trying to get over you, okay? He endowed each person to the point where they responded with words of declaration about his presence. Here's what if you read what the text says, the question of the people that saw them after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they go out into, there's people out there in wherever it is, out in front of the building where they were. And they said, how is it that we hear everybody speaking in our own language? Now, the Cretes and the people from Arabia, and they're all speaking these different languages. Nobody was really focusing on what they were speaking. They said, we're hearing praises and worship to God. The person says, there's someone here that's a Parthian, and they're speaking about God, and that's who I want to hear about. I want to tell you that God will do whatever is necessary to bring you into a worship experience that will be valid to you. Don't worry about them. How about you? How about you getting the connection that God wants you to have? Well, it goes a little bit further. Power of the words that were spoken brought conviction and connection to all who heard them. When you hear people talking about the goodness of God and you realize how good he's been to you, all of a sudden it causes you to think that he's worthy of all praise and all honor, all glory. It all belongs to him. Let's go a step further. Everyone was at once was thrust into the realm of having to deal with what they thought was impossible. James chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. I finally understand why the Lord did it this way. Here we go. Even so, the tongue is a little member of a little member and boasts of great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. I know you said, oops, my bad. I don't know where that came from. I'll tell you where it came from. It came from your heart. Amen. And your filter didn't catch it in time. Really? Let me read a little further here because some of you haven't got it yet. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by, you guys read that word, I don't swear. Set on fire by hell. Ooh, Jesus. That's why the Holy Spirit chose to use your tongue. He's going to take the worst part of you to make the best out of you. Addressing that from this standpoint, the Holy Spirit took that most untamable part and brought into subjection to the Spirit of God. You know, that means that the part of your body we struggle with the most, when surrendered to God, can bring forth new life. I don't know why it is, but sometimes it's not so much with what we say, it's sometimes what we don't say. Sometimes our heart can be filled with emotion and with love for folks, but somehow our will keeps it from coming out. You don't believe it? Honey, tell me you love me. Girl, the bill is paid, okay? You're driving the car, you're living indoors, eating real food. What you talking about? You tell me you love you. I'm doing this all the time. But something about being able to express what's really inside is what the Holy Spirit is all about. A little bit more to it. What about this? That which we thought to be impossible is subject to the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to take it a little bit further. Well, the miracle of Pentecost defiles all that we thought to be possible And verses 2 and 3, let's read those again because I want to show you a little something. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and sat upon each of them. What does that mean? Well, let's take the word suddenly. Call it an epiphany, call it whatever you want to. But this suddenly happens simultaneously to everybody at the same time. The Bible says that they all heard it, they all felt it, they all experienced it at the same time. In the same way that many of you that were entering into worship, the majority of you were entering into worship, hands were raised and people were just singing out as far as that's concerned. Do you know who orchestrated all that? The Holy Spirit. If you think, oh, the vibe in the room was just amazing. That wasn't no vibe, that was him. It's not a feeling, it's a person that allows you, as you yield to him, he puts you in sync with what's going on in the spiritual realm. See, this idea, I love to go to New Song, the vibe there. Honey, it's not a vibe, it's a person. It's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, who's working simultaneously with everyone at the same time. I want to get you away from all this new age cycle babble of trying to help you understand what the Holy Spirit is doing. Well, he does not operate in a worldly time frame. Now, I got to take you to my charismatic experience or Pentecostal experience, which charismatic sounds nicer. Well, Pentecostal will work for now. But this is what my experience was back in those days. You'd have to seek the Holy Spirit, and these people would wear you out. You had to stay there all night long. Oh, you just tarry till the Holy Spirit comes in. These people would have you saying watermelon, bananas, pizza, whatever, to make you speak in tongues. Yes, they did. Say it faster, water. Say abracadabra or whatever, you know. I'm serious. Trying to make you have something that only the Holy Spirit can give you. See, I can help you. If you're in recovery, I can help you with that. But the deal is this, but the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he comes in a particular way where he allows us to experience the goodness of God. Our intellect and emotional freedom will be subjected to his authority. What does that mean? It means those who are seeking, who were seeking him, submitted to his powerful embrace. Any person in this room today that desires to have the embrace of the Holy Spirit, he's available. What? He's available. And that simply means this, that as we embrace him, the conviction of the Holy Spirit is present to expose to us the things that we have believed that are not of Jesus. Do you know what the hindrance for many people from not really experiencing that which Jesus has? Is a lot of things that we've allowed to displace him from his rightful place. See, the enemy's told you, you got to do this. Or he'll say, based upon the way you've lived your life, as far as it's concerned, and remember where you were last night, the Holy Spirit ain't thinking about you for weeks. The Bible says that if we confess our sin, he's just and faithful to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You confess your sins right now, you are a candidate to experience all the Holy Spirit has for you. Right now, today. We'll put you on a probationary period. We'll give you a couple of weeks. See how you do. Then we'll see. No, doesn't work that way. Think of it this way, 120 frightened people awaiting the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But let me give you a description of some of those people. Some of them were self-centered. Some of them were willful. Some of them were discouraged. And some of them hadn't gotten over the fact that Jesus left them. But here's how it all came together. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place and in one mind. If you get your mind upon Jesus, the Holy Spirit has a free avenue of expression in your life. Consider this. Jesus had explained beforehand this occurred that they should anticipate John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now is, that when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Do you know what invites the Holy Spirit in your life? Worship. Worship. Abandonment to who you are, to who he is. I dare you to worship God. I dare you to just open up your life and to allow the Holy Spirit the access to the very deepest part of you. And when you're worshiping, if you're truly worshiping, you're forgetting about all your problems. You're forgetting about all the people who've done you wrong, who possibly will do you wrong. Your focus is upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who's done everything for us, the one who loves us unceasingly, and that's how that occurs. Well, so the first desire of the Spirit is to bring us to a place where we will experience and exhibit that true worship. How about this? Those who experienced waiting in the upper room were ready to do whatever the Spirit prompted them to do. Would you do one thing? Just one thing I'd ask of you. Would you just let go of any reservations that you have? Any inhibitions that you have? Any prerequisites that you have? And allow yourself to worship? Consider this. The manifestation of the Spirit moved them all to a place. And here's the word. Surrender. Isn't it interesting when, if you happen to be in a place where there's being a bank robbery, and the fellow with the gun says, put your hands up, you say, I don't feel like putting up my hands. I don't care what you say, I don't put up my hands for anybody. He got the gun, okay? And it's amazing how all of a sudden things that you would never do, your hands will fly in the air. But get you in church. Oh, you don't look at me funny. Do I have to get a gun? Everybody's hands up. He ain't gonna tell me what to do. I'm my own free person, and I only lift my hands when I am ready to lift my hands. Yeah. Well, stay in your little pitiful self. We'll work on you later, okay? Holy Spirit will bring us to a place in worship where we are no longer self-conscious about what people think about us when we are under his influence. If you're thinking about what she thinks or what he thinks, you're in trouble. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit is doing the same work today in the lives of people who desire his presence regardless of what they think about their response to him. Seemingly, this is true. True worship will have the tendency to cause people to watching to wonder what's happening. There's two types of people in this room right now. There are worshipers and there are watchers. Here's the next question. Which one are you? You only have two choices. So if you're worshiping, go ahead and watch. But if you're watching, you'll never enter into worship. Oh, I went to church today. Church was sure was dry. You know why? You were watching. You weren't worshiping. Because when your mind is on Jesus, when your mind is upon what he has to do, you don't care about what other people think. I didn't say you don't care about people, but you don't care about what other people think. Your focus is upon Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has the right of way to do whatever he desires to do in your life to transform you into the person he desires you to be. Well, our spirit is the port of entry of the divine spirit of God. And that means this. We welcome his presence by our submission to him through prayer and worship. I'm going to give you that opportunity in just a few minutes. I'm going to end in enough time for us to do that. Secondly, we put our focus on him and the things of his kingdom. And thirdly, we literally are transformed by allowing our mind to be renewed by the Holy Spirit taking us to another place. Well, Our natural senses and body components are given over to the power of the Holy Spirit to be used of the Lord, which means this. Now, this for some of you that are intellectual, I have something for you today. You analytical people. Especially those who are computer science junkies. Or, you know, prone to that. The computer of our brain is given new data, and it's like the installation of a new operating system. Ever had an operating system that wasn't working? I have one now. It's anemic. Yeah, it's supposed to be Outlook. I call it No Hope. Because sometimes it decides what emails I'm going to get and which ones I'm not going to get, and I've seen them erased right before my very eyes. Ever had that happen before? You know what I'm talking about? Gone. Forever. To nano heaven or hell, whichever. But what the Holy Spirit does, he installs a new operating system. And the way that that works is it bypasses all the things you've known before, and he takes the ownership of what's going to come in to your mind and spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit will update your operating system to be compatible with the things that you are presently facing. Ever had one of those things where you say, where did that come from? It didn't come from you. But the Holy Spirit was able to bypass all the things you thought to be true, and he gave you a new operational faith to believe that in spite of what you're facing right now, that God is able to take you through it. Amen. Before that, you were depressed and nervous. You didn't want to live any longer, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said that my God will supply all of your need, and all of a sudden, hope came into your life. The Holy Spirit was able to work in a new operating system because he's installed some new software. Now, one of the hardest things to go through is a software upgrade. One moment, please. Still working. Little things are spinning and nothing's happening. And you say, when is this thing going to be over with? But you know what? If it comes through the way it's supposed to, all of a sudden, I can't believe this. This is absolutely amazing. We got more confidence in our computer than we've got in the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we do. But what the Holy Spirit is going to do with you today, if you allow him to, he's going to install some new software into your old mainframe or whatever you got. And he will release you from the bondage of the past and propel you in the future. Let me take you to a couple other places as we're finishing what we have to say today. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. And it came to pass, it shall come to pass in the last days, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. God wants to do something fresh and brand new with you. And Jesus gave all of his followers a promise, the Spirit's presence, to occupy them until he comes again. But I want to say something to you, and I want you to look at me when I say this. Some of you are stuck in your past. That's why you can't move into the future. The enemy has caused you to be fixated on what has happened and not what has happened to you. And not on what can happen through you. God wants to treat you to a whole different realm of where he's going to transform you by the renewing of your mind. The thought of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit does not need to be evaluated by your logical mind as to how this thing can be. Let me just give you quickly. Remember when Mary, that little virgin girl, she's confronted by an angel. The angel says to her, by the Holy Spirit says, he says, how can this thing be since I'm a virgin? And he says, the Holy Spirit is going to bring forth Jesus in you, And it's going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to come inside of you and birth Jesus inside of you. That's exactly what happens to people with the Holy Spirit when we allow him access to the most intimate part of our life. He does that, which is seemingly impossible. We must be willing to let the power of the Holy Spirit overshadow us. That's what he says. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. In other words, you become behind the veil of the Holy Spirit. He takes the preeminence over your life. And when people look at you, they say, well, you look different. You're acting different. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit has overshadowed you. That mean, grimacing face you used to have, all of a sudden, there's a love that is, I'm serious, because some of y'all need a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, help me. Been sucking on lemons half your life. Come on, baby. Be helpful for all of us. Luke 1:35. Luke 1:35. You get that up there, baby? Here we go. And the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore, also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God, living inside of you. Here's my last few pieces for you. Three elements of the baptism of the Holy Spirit are wind, fire, and praise. Some of you said, oh, I thought it was earth, wind, and fire. I know. I beat you to it. I know how you guys operate. The wind came into the room and grew stronger as they look up from their prayers. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 9. Worship team, come back up here and we'll finish this thing out. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. Anybody want to live? No, I'm talking about live abundantly. Anybody want to live? The Holy Spirit's going to breathe on you new life. Second thing, fire and the Spirit are synonymous as wind and spirit. Luke chapter 3, verse 16 says, John answered, saying to all, indeed, I baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Whoa. Last but not least, the Spirit releases us to praise and to declare the mighty deeds of God, his language of love to everyone. Acts chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Or up there, it says this. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? How is it that we hear each one in our own language in which we were born? When the Holy Spirit comes along, he will come to you in a way and minister to you in such a way that you'll understand. But you're being used as an instrument of him. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody close your eyes right now. Just the stillness of this moment, I'm going to ask the Lord to do something that only he could do. Remember, there's things that you are responsible for at this moment. And there's only one thing, really, is that you remove any obstacle that would hinder the Holy Spirit from having his rightful place in your life. I don't have to tell you what it is. You already know. But if you're ready just to remove that obstacle from the Holy Spirit giving him access to your life, the journey of worship that you're going to embark upon will confound you to a place where you worship him like never before. I want to pray a prayer of faith over you as we're beginning this journey for the next 6 weeks over the Holy Spirit. And each week, I trust it will impact you even more. Because there's so much of him that we can gather by coming together corporately. And I want to encourage you to invite your friends to come, because you say, well, I just want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I just want to speak with tongues. There's more than that. This speaking with tongues is a part of the package. But it's to empower you to do the great works, to be great witnesses to him in Judea, Samaria, outmost parts of the world. Listen to me as I pray. Father, today, first of all, there are people in this room who have never given their lives over to you, or who have fallen away from following after you. Lord, I want to address that first. Those people that are here today that says, you know what? I've been so worried about what people think about me rather than what God knows about me. And I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of living a life that's incomplete and out of the will of God. And today I'm willing to surrender my life to Jesus. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if that's you, lift your hand right now. If that's you, go ahead. Lift your hand right now. Say, I want to do it right now. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. Anybody else? Lift it. Yes, that's right. I see. 1, 2, 3. Who else? If it's you, you're coming back to Jesus, that's a good time to do it. It's today. Okay, you can put your hands down. And then there's a host of people here today who say, you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to allow the Holy Spirit to take control over my life. I'm ready to allow him to have first place in everything that I do. And today, as an act of faith, I want to just surrender and really come to an altar today to just allow the Holy Spirit to begin the process, or even to complete in me the things that he's already started. If that's you, lift your hand right now. I want to see that happen in my life today. Come on. That's right. Yeah. That's great. Everyone stand to your feet. Everybody stand.
Thank you for listening today. We pray that you have been blessed by listening to the message. You are welcome to celebrate with us in worship and the Word every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you have a prayer need, we welcome you to submit it through our website. We'd love to pray for you. Will you consider supporting us with your prayer and financial gifts? God bless you.